Hello, and welcome to the Art of Intuition podcast. My name is Susan Jane, and I believe that trusting your intuition is the best way to live your life with meaning and purpose. Each week you will hear about how you can connect, develop, and trust your intuition through interviews with other guests and my own personal experiences. Join me to understand how your intuition can guide you towards a life full of meaning and loving purpose. Hello and welcome to the Voice of Intuition podcast. I really do need to fix up that intro because I still keep saying the Art of Intuition, which is the name of my website, if you want to have a quick look at it, and it'll have the Voice of Intuition podcast, all of the episodes on there too, so you'll be able to catch it on there. I'm Susan Jane. Welcome to the podcast. Thank you for joining us. I really appreciate that. But today, you're just going to love it. You're just going to love it. We've got Anne on today. Now, Anne, I don't want to go into too much. You can read about it because she's a master healer, but she's also a channel for all that is awakening. And this is where we're going to look at these multidimensional portals. What are they? What does that mean to us? Do we need to connect with that? How can this help us? So I want to get all this information. I'm going to rack our brains and see what we can get from that. But first of all, I want to introduce you, most importantly, to Anne. Welcome, Anne.
Thank you so much, Susan Jane. I am so blessed and grateful to be here and to be speaking to you and your, what I imagine is an incredible audience. And I just love what you say about trusting your intuition and living from your intuition. I, at this point in my life, follow implicitly my intuition and the voice of my guides, and it leads me on all kinds of adventures. It actually led me to say to my mother that I was going to come and stay with her while she's doing her journey, which has ended up being the most incredible thing, leading on to the next incredible thing, which I can already see coming. So I think it's so important what you're sharing with people and teaching them about following that voice. It is super important, and it's becoming even more importanter.
Now, well, I like that word.
I do like to make up words. Thank you. I'm so overjoyed to be here. Thank you.
Oh, look, it's an absolute pleasure. And it's I'd say it's an absolute pleasure because I've actually checked out your website. I've stalked you, don't worry. I've checked out your website and had a look, and it's just, I just love it. It's so futuristic out there, I guess, is a couple of the words that come to mind. And why I like it so much is because I've always been somebody who has a focus on the future. I know a lot of people dwell or focus on the past, but I'm tend to be a future thinker, and I have pulled myself up a few times thinking, you've got to enjoy the here and now. Stop going too far in the future, you know. Enjoy the here
Same.
And now. Yeah. So when I saw your website, it's like, oh, okay, I got to go there. This is really cool. But how did you get to, okay, so you're a channeler. How did you get to that stage? Like, what's your background? How did you get there?
Oh, look, my background would never have predicted that this was the life that I was going to be living. So I was in corporate, of course, like everybody else, right? And then you have an awakening and you start to think, well, God, there must be more to life than this. And so I was seeking that more. And, you know, I was reading all these books about happiness because the more to me at that time meant I'm not really happy in my life. How do I find happiness? There were lots of books on happiness, so I started reading them and listening to all of the people who were talking about happiness at the time. So this was about 14, 15 years ago. There was a big thing about happiness happening at the time. There were lots of people talking about writing books about happiness. So I listened to everything I could find. I mean, Buddhist stuff, I listened to I just found whatever I could about happiness, and because I decided, okay, I want to find this thing called happiness. I found so much more. But I want to find this thing called happiness. And every single person that I listened to, every single book that I read had one thing in common. Every single one of them said, meditate.
Mm.
And so I tried and 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 I just couldn't do it. And then I heard somewhere, and I'm not quite sure where it was, it might have been Vision from Mind Valley, but I'm not sure, talking about just breathing and counting backwards, because that keeps your mind busy and you can kind of tune into that space of nothingness. That's what I was looking for. And so I did that the very first day I did it, because you count from 100 back to 1 and then go to 30 and then go to 1. That's actually around 10 minutes for most people.
Oh, wow.
So I started doing that, and the very first day I did it, I heard this at about the 10, when I got down, all the way down to the 10, so I'd been doing it the whole time. It wasn't easy for me. And I got very close to the end of the time and I heard this voice. It seemed to be outside of me, but it was also inside of me, so it was really confusing. And it said, we are all that is, all that was, and all that ever will be, and so are you. And that's all I heard, right, for about 2 or 3 weeks. And then I learned about this thing called channeling through hearing other people talking about it. And yeah, that's really the beginning of it. And I have downloaded a body of work that I now walk people through and hold their hand through around connecting into who you truly are, which is so much more than just this physical body.
Absolutely.
And really getting in tune with your intuition, but even beyond that, your superconscious mind, which leads you into this multidimensional living that I recommend. It's an ascension thing, if you want to look at it that way. But I do want to just quickly, if I may, touch on about the future stuff.
Yes.
Because it was an early experience that I had with all that is. They took me on a journey, you could call it, into the future. The future of a world that was in peace. And showed me what that looked like and how humanity became that. And I came back into my body with a burning tattoo in my chest that was what I call my purpose statement, which is world peace through inner peace, one person at a time, and it starts with me. So that was my soul's purpose, which is world peace, my lifetime purpose, which is helping other people become, can I swear on your?
You certainly can.
Helping other people to embody an unfuckwithable level of inner peace so that there's no triggering, there's no going back to the past, all of these things.
Yeah.
But my
yeah.
first job was to do it for myself.
Yes.
Which I've spent the last a long time. I'm a bit of a slow learner, but I teach very quickly and I help people very quickly. So I've spent, since that moment of that first hearing that voice inside me and outside of me at the same time, I've spent that time working on myself. I mean, I spend probably 2 to 3 hours every single day in meditation, in contemplation, in conversation with all that is, and other groups that come through occasionally, and working on, obviously the first part is to get rid of everything that you think and believe you know to be true, which is all from the past.
Yes.
Be in the now and also be looking towards the future. So that's how I know what my purpose is. So it's like burned in here. Every time I speak of it, I feel it in here.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I think I just wanted to say, and that's why I feel like I've come back from the future, right?
Yeah.
And it's my job to show people how to get there. And really that's what I do with my clients.
Yeah, I do want to ask you, about the future, but I'll go to that in a minute, because most of the time you hear about the future, like with Nostradamus predictions for 2023 and different things like that, it's always a very, very doom and gloom. But you've just turned around and said how peaceful it was, how beautiful it was. So I'm going to talk about that. Remind me later. But first of all, I want to get a better understanding of channeling. I do a lot of meditation. I never have experienced channeling, and yet I've experienced a lot of stuff because I am a theory tester. I like to test them and have done a lot of reading and everything else. So I don't feel like I've done channeling. I feel like I've had lots of information when I wrote my book. A lot of information came through. I've left my body a lot of times. I've had near-death experience, all these different things. But channeling, I want to get an understanding for the listeners how it differentiates from other spiritual experiences.
Okay, so I'm absolutely certain, without a doubt, that you have channeled.
Okay.
And I know that about everybody. But we're not conscious of it most of the time. We're not cognitive that we're actually doing that. We receive ideas from the universe or from the space out there, you know what I mean? Because we're tuned into it. And when we're feeling good and we're in flow, we slip out of just being this human being and we become all of ourselves, our whole self. And when you're in your whole self, your true self, you have an ability to go into the source field and retrieve any information that's in there, which of course is everything, because as all that is constantly says to me, we are all that is, all that was and all that ever will be, and so are you, right? So that space of that all that isness contains everything, every bit of knowledge that you could ever know in the past, in the future, and right now. And that's the same for every other person who presents as a human being, right?
Yes.
So our collective knowledge is there from the past and from the future. So, you know, that's where you're getting these ideas from, that you kind of go, oh, where did that come from? That was amazing.
I have said that. I was talking to a girlfriend about when I decided at the ripe old age of 48 to go back to uni and study uni. Who knows why? And I remember talking to her about something, and I said something, because she asked me a question, and I just replied, and I sort of looked at her and I went, where did that come from? Because it was the right answer, but I didn't feel like I created it.
See, that's a piece of knowledge that you've either known in the past, and I don't mean in this lifetime, I mean whatever lifetime you've lived before. But it's also what I've found over the last 10 years. I started to notice that I was becoming, and I think if I am, then everyone else is, because we're all one after all, right?
Yes.
So if I started to notice that I was becoming more aware of and more able to go into the future and bring back spiritual gifts and spiritual knowledge from the future. Because again, time doesn't exist.
Yes.
So exactly. There's no future that we have to travel to. There's no past that we have to travel back to. It's all here right now. And when we truly tune into who we really are and become a whole being and unlock our superconscious mind or stretch our imagination into our superconscious mind, we can access all of those places.
Yeah. Oh, wow. All right. So then we are bringing in information where we may not be quite aware of it. So when you hear all that is, when you're channeling, does it sound different? Does it feel different? Does it?
Great question.
Give
us an example. Because, I mean, there's so many different ways to channel. For me, I'm a direct voice channel. And what I mean by that, if you're familiar with Cryon, if you're familiar with Abraham Hicks, Esther,
yes,
I do exactly that. I move my conscious mind out of the way.
Okay.
And allow all that is to speak through me.
Yep.
Now, when I first started doing it, and, you know, if you go looking way back in my YouTube, you will see I sound completely different than I sound right now. There's a difference in frequency, right? But I've attuned now to the frequency of all that is, which is incredibly high. And so when they come through, people who followed me back then and who I worked with back then, they can recognize it like that. But to people who are very new to me, it just sounds like me, slightly different.
Yep. So
There's not a lot of discernible difference anymore between me and me and all that is. Yep, so when I become, when I step into my superconscious mind and become one with all that is, there's slight things, like words sound slightly different. I speak them a little bit differently. I don't say vibration, I say vibration. Yeah. When that's coming through. But yes, as I said, back in the old days when I first started, there was a really big difference. Like I sounded, people used to say to me, you sound like an old Russian lady. Another person said to me, I sound like Chinese. All these weird accents and ways of saying things came through with it. Obviously, I can still go to a place where I'm needing to stretch my frequency to get even deeper into the superconscious mind, and then it starts to again sound slightly differently. To me, it always sounds the same. It's not my voice, but when it speaks through me now, it sounds a bit more like my voice. Yes, so I'm a direct voice channel. Now, what happens is it feels as though the top of my head has been lifted off and I've been filled with liquid love. That's the way I like to describe it. The very first time it happened, this happened, like my head opened up, liquid love, like it feels like honey, right? Warm honey.
Wow.
But it's just this overwhelming sense of love that brings tears to your eyes. And the first time it happened, I got goosebumps as well. I actually felt like I was going to be sick. It was like seasickness. The more I did this work, the more I do this work, the more it just becomes, because this is the importance of doing the work for yourself first, right? Absolutely. Because I have dealt with so much. I do healing work every single day. I sit and I breathe and I ask whatever needs to be seen by me, released by me to present itself, and I breathe my way through it and release it and or assimilate it more like, right, and align with it. And so that I can turn away from the past, step into the now moment with no knowing of what is to come next. We have to become nothing in the now in order to have what we came here to be into the future. Now, I say it like that because it's not about to have what we want, right?
Yes.
What we want is so damn limited, believe me.
Very restricted.
So limited.
Yeah.
And so that's why I work with people to take them into, to take them to the place where I went, where there's this world in peace, and you can look back and you can see, how did I create what I created? And it's nothing you've ever thought of before. Some people might be, doing what they believe to be their purpose, but when they have these experiences, they really know what their purpose is to a whole different level and are able to fulfill every desire that they've ever had and so much more. So it's very exciting. I just love the world that we're creating. I see nothing but hope, and I know that the world looks like shit right now.
Yeah.
But every single thing that's happening right now is happening for me.
Yes.
Is happening so that I can go, that thing out there made me feel this way. Yep. There's something inside me that needs to feel this way. Otherwise, why would I create that thing happening? Absolutely. So I'm going to go inside me and I'm going to find out why I need that to happen. Yep. And then I'm going to get comfortable with that part of myself, invited in. Stop trying to push it away, because that's what we've been doing our whole lives.
Yeah.
Whenever something hurts, we gobble it down,
Hold it in. Yeah.
And it becomes this clump of energy it for me, it's actually it becomes two inner personalities. One is the feeling that you felt in the moment, and the other is the thing that you made it mean about you. Get it?
Yes, absolutely.
And
yeah.
So my work is very much in releasing.
That's internal fighting almost, isn't it?
Exactly. So we're full of hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of these inner personalities that we have put all this energy into. They're like batteries, right? They're running us. Mm. And so I take the connection out, the emotional connection.
You unplug it.
Unplug it, yeah, exactly. So that you see, I say to people, every single one of these personalities that you remove, that spot that it was occupying that might look like shadow, that spot that it was occupying can be filled with the light of your true beingness. And so you become lighter.
Wow.
And you also become lighter in that those future parts of you that have been waiting for you can start to see you. Because while you've got all these inner personalities, you're just living off them, or they're living you. And then when you start to release them and fill yourself with the light that you truly are, you are living super consciously through your intuition, through your connection to all that is, or source, or whatever you want to call it, God even. Mm. So
you're sparking a few things in me as you're talking about this too, Anne. One of the things that I want to sort of say, and I know I've been in this space where getting the podcast going, get my business going, you know, in this real sort of a physical space. But I went through a very, very spiritual journey too, like most of us. We, you know, and I remember having a very, very distinct, I call them aha moments, for want of another word, where I really felt this wave of lightness. It really was, it felt like a transformation. The colours of the yard, you know,
everything's brighter.
Absolutely. And it's so hard to explain because it doesn't make sense, but it does. And it really happens. And just as you're talking, and I remember having that, and it was so clean and clear and light, I feel now, and like I said, I've been overseas and everything else, I've still got a little bit of jet lag, but I feel like what you're saying is what I need right at this moment. It feels like I need to lighten up again. And just by what you were saying and remembering what it felt like when I had that moment, when I had that, and I think for the next couple of years after that, I probably was walking around like three stories higher than everyone else. It just felt so beautiful, but I feel very, very heavy again. So, and the reason why I'm sharing this, sorry, not to jump in on your talk.
No, absolutely. This is perfect.
Yeah, but the reason why I'm sharing is because we can have those aha moments, but there's times that just because you've had one, it doesn't mean it's the be all and end all. It means that now, I feel now that level that I rose to then has become old and I need to raise another level.
And that would be exactly what I would want to say to you, right? So if we talk about frequency, because for me, yeah, I see people as frequencies. I see myself as a frequency. I embody the frequency of peace and a couple of other things, but, you know, because my thing is peace, that's the frequency that I embody. But we are frequency beings, right? We are not a body within a universe or a body within the soul. We are actually, we're not a soul within the body. We are actually a body within the soul, right? Mm. This is the soul out here.
Yes.
This is all, you know. So we're always in it, and then sometimes we pop out of our own humanness and become one with that greater self. Now, if we talk about frequency and vibration, because that's a big thing, right? So, you know, with the Secret and then Esther Hicks, and it's all become about vibration and frequency, and And of course, quantum physics as well. Let's not forget the science people. They're very important as well, because they explain a lot of what the experiences that we have. We can gain an understanding of what's happened to us through science trying to figure it out, right? Because there's always a scientific explanation and there's always a spiritual explanation. And they might sound totally opposite, but they're in actual fact perfect, right?
Yep.
Because we come into this multidimensional world that we're coming into, we become a multidimensional being, and we hold two seemingly disparate opposites, and you can hold them very easily, right? Mm-hmm. So I don't know why I went there, but what I want to say to you about the vibrational stuff is that very early on when I connected with All That Is, they used to talk to people about mind your own vibration, which I love. So that's a little catchphrase that I have. You know, because, again, I was seeking happiness at the time, and I was told, well, if you want to be happy, raise your vibrational frequency, mind your own vibration, and then take it wherever you go.
Yes.
Because it's not about the job. It's not about the boyfriend. It's not about the girlfriend. It's not about the person you're married to. It's not about your kids. It's about what becoming the frequency and then taking it everywhere. This is what Jesus did. Mm. He was in the highest frequency, and so therefore the blind man in front of him was no longer blind, because that he was risen up to Jesus's frequency, which didn't see the blindness, right?
Mm. Yep, yep.
That's what we've all come to do when in our own time, when we're ready, when we start to understand who we are. So my point being that if you've got a low frequency down here, and then you come and you have this awakening experience and you start to vibrate up here, when you get used to the vibration up here and you notice that you drop down a little bit, it feels like you've dropped all the way down.
Mm.
But you haven't, because you have, in that moment of awakening, you gave yourself a new set point.
Yes, yes.
And so anything that's a drop down from that feels like the biggest hole, like through to the center of the earth, when it's in actual fact a little twitch, a little turn, a little conversation like this that takes you back to that frequency, and then from there you can reach even higher.
Yeah, so, because I don't feel like I've gone back.
No, I understand like that.
This frequency is...
You're comfortable in it now.
Stale, I guess. It's stale. Yeah. It's time to push the limits again and move up again.
And exactly.
And I, funnily enough, I didn't even think of that. And look, I talk to spiritual people every week, every day, you know, all the in and outs and everything else. And yet it did not even occur to me to go, hang on, you're getting a little bit fuzzy there. You need to give yourself that time and step up again. And I know when I did it last time, it was all about meditation. It was all about being very mindful of your vibration, being very aware of what was going on around you, your environment, and different things like that. So, and what to focus on. Like, if we want to focus on shit, that's what you're going to get. That's all you're going to see.
Yeah, absolutely. And so this is an invitation. You see, we live in this spiral where we do the healing and we do the frequency and we wake up and then we move up to the next level and we get comfortable in that. And then it all comes around again at a different level. So you need to get back into your processes. You need to get back into rituals. You need to get back into doing your healing work. I mean, as I said, I do this every single day. And the same stuff comes up, but it comes up differently and it comes up at a different level, because it's just we release one inner personality around I'm not enough, and then everything's better for a little while, and then there's another layer that was under that has to come up. So and that's why you get to that point where you're like, oh, okay, I remember that awakening that I had and the leaves were green and everything was people were looking at me everywhere I went because I was obviously shining brightly, and that's a true thing, right? Yes. So, okay, if that seems a little bit stale now, well, I've got to go back to me. I've got to go back to me because I've gotten comfortable with this next level of me, but there's another level after that. That's why I talk about, you know, we're in 3D right now. most of us can pop out of it. Some of us can stay out of it. It's very rare, though. We're going through this 4D bridge over to the 5D, which is self-love, by the way, not just normal self-love like they all teach. It's actually unconditional self-love.
Self-love, yes.
And that gets us over there. But yeah. I don't think we are going into 5D. I think we have the opportunity to go into multidimensional, to become our multidimensional self. What the heck does that mean? That means become one with all that is. And what the heck does that mean? That means tune into your true self by being in your body, fully grounded in your body, connecting with your soul, your higher self, your higher selves, by the way. There are quite a few of them. Your guides, your guardians, your angels, your God, your alien future self, whatever you believe is out there in the multi-dimensions, right? Yeah. Just becoming one with all of those aspects of you. As you bring all those aspects in, whew, you become this, like I'm a human being, normal size human being, but sometimes there's no space in the room for anything else because there's me and then there's me.
Yes.
And we all have that. That's when you're being your multidimensional self. But as I said, you have to be releasing these shadows or these inner personalities that you've created through your lived life. And yeah. For me, speaking of that, so they're created by trauma, right? And yeah. I use the word trauma a little differently than some people because for me, through the things that I've seen with clients, trauma can be anything at all. It's subjective. And it can be, for one person, it can be a teeny tiny little thing. And for another, it can be the most horrendous things that happen to human beings. So it's neither, what it is for each person is individual and it's traumatic for them in that moment that they had it. Like I had a client who, you know, was having terrible trouble with self-worth and attracting men that were terrible to her, and her whole life had been people coming to her and then mistreating her. And when we first stepped into the field of infinite potential with her, we were taken back to when she was not even a year old and she was being put through controlled crying by her mother who was standing out of the door. In that moment, because remember I said you make two personalities, one about the way that you feel. So the feeling was sadness, deep, deep, deep sadness. And the thing that she made it mean about her was that she was not enough.
Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah,
then she spent her whole life being led by these two inner personalities, heaping more on them every single time. But these two personalities, this is why the law of attraction, this is really the truth of the law of attraction, right?
Yes.
If you're being led by these inner personalities, they're actually beaming out there saying to the man who mistreats people, hey, that's the way I live.
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah, and let's have a relationship.
Yeah.
And so it's just a constant healing of those things. And as I said, it's at different levels all the time. You don't ever stop doing this. You do.
I've just had an experience, and like I told you, I was overseas with my dad, and my dad's 92. So we did this trip overseas.
Wow.
And yeah, I know it was really good. I'd had a cruise with Mum a couple of years ago, and Mum's now got dementia and is not going to be with us for too much longer. Dad wanted to go over and see his family, so I went with him. When I was over there, we ended up having a couple of deep and meaningfuls, which was really nice. And when you're talking about trauma, one of the things that happened to me when I was younger was, I don't know if it was Mum or Dad, but somebody called me lazy.
me too.
That's not a trauma. And yet
it is,
I held on to that like it was a trauma. And anyway, so we're driving along and I said to Dad, oh, you know, we were chatting away, and I said, I don't know, I always thought you thought I was lazy. And he goes, no, you're not lazy. But do you know what? In what happened there, at high school, I worked 3 part-time jobs. When I left work and I had a full-time job, I still had a part-time job. Even now, I'm running a business, doing the podcast, and I have got a part-time job. I have always had 2 or 3 jobs if I haven't, and children and all the rest. And it wasn't until we were driving along just a couple of weeks ago, and he said, no, none of my kids are lazy. He goes, all of you are really hard workers. You've got where you needed to be. And he was really putting the praise on. And I felt that feeling just disappear. All of a sudden it was like, oh my God, I don't have to prove that to anyone anymore. But allow it to go. And it was, it was really quite amazing. So yes, when you're talking, Anne, about trauma doesn't have to be, you know, a huge big thing. It can be as simple as, oh, you're just lazy.
No, and you're absolutely right. Absolutely right. You know, between the ages of 1 and 18 months, between the ages of birth and 18 months, you're like a little sponge. And every time, it's not just through what people say, because quite often there's no saying. You're like a little emotional sponge, right? Mm. And if your mum looks at you the wrong way, you can feel that, oh God, what have I done wrong? I mustn't be good enough. And then you pull in the, well, that makes me feel sad or angry or fear, afraid. What if she abandons me? Because everything always comes down to fear, anger, or sadness. Yes. That's what I find underneath everything with every single client that I've worked with. They might call it something else, and I'll then say, yeah, but then how does it make you feel? And we'll always get back to one of these three things, right?
Yes.
You're absolutely right. And so you become a sponge, and even just a look or just a sense that you've got to tiptoe around, that you have that moment of trauma in those moments, and you pull them in, and then you spend your life attracting people who will treat you the same way. It's just you're a sponge, and then you become I need more, because that's how I know to live. That's my comfort zone. So doing inner healing work is the hardest job you will ever do. It's a full-time job. It really is. So being that we're human and we have to actually do other things in order to have income, in order to, you know, and I'll get into a rant about that if you let me, but I'll try not to, because I saw the world in peace, and I know that we come to a time when every single human being's basic needs are taken care of. And so we can all come to a place of just seeking purpose and meaning and living that life, because the purpose that each and every one of us has is actually a service to everyone around us when we finally start doing it. And then again, we come into that place of we're all one anyway, so anything I do for me, I do for you.
Yeah.
Right? And this is why when you said these things were sparking and you were starting to say, oh, you know, I'm not where I want to be, and now I'm feeling like I want to get back there. How could it not be like that, right? Because what would be the point of us coming together?
Yes, that's true.
You've created it by your desire to have that, and I've been the conduit for it, because that's, I give myself up every single day to be the conduit to serve whoever shows up in front of me.
Yeah. We're getting a bit low on time, so I want to. So we've talked about that multidimensional portal, and that is to access it. Basically, we have to go within, and we have to look at that side of it. What I want to get an understanding of, Anne, is how do you work with people? When you're doing your work with them, can you do it online? How do you do that? Because a lot of this podcast goes to America.
I prefer to do it online, I'll be honest with you.
Okay. Yeah.
Because then I'm in my space. My clients, many of my clients who are in America and England and other places, we'll organise to do a online hours together. But I'll go and book into a nice space, unless I'm in my own home, and I'll suggest that they book in somewhere so they're not in their own space. So they've just got this space, which I create what I call a frequency container that holds us for the period of time that we're together.
Yeah.
And then I become one with my clients, just like I become one with all that is. As I become one with all that is, I become one with my client, because how can I not? They're part of all that is.
Yes.
And so in that moment, I release what some people might call ego, which is not a bad thing. Ego is a good thing. But I release my personal human ego and become one with all that is. And they're all that is as well. So, of course, I think I just said that. But basically what I do is I step into their field and I know what they need to. I know how to heal their sadness. I know what they need to heal from. I know how to connect them, open their, unlock their superconscious mind so that they can start to become who they really are. Mm-hmm. And we talk about what their future holds, because I take them on a journey into that. And then mm-hmm. when we come back, we talk about what they saw, and then I'll tell them what the actual truth is, because they will never see what I see for them. So yeah. I expand it for them. I expand that vision for them.
Yeah.
And then we work out, okay, what's the plan to get there, to do this, to become all that I came here to be, right, at this point in time, because we all came here right now to be the change that we want to see in the world. I mean that literally. I know people fling it around, but I actually mean it literally. Become the thing that you want to be in the world. You've got to be it first. And that's why my purpose statement says, and it starts with me.
Right. Oh, hang on. I've got to press this button. Sorry, press the buttons. Before I go any further, if you want to connect with Anne, the best way and the way she likes to do it is on Facebook, Anne Elekson, and it's Alekson. Jump on there, say hi, tell her that you came through the podcast so she knows where you've come from. But we're just about out of time, Anne. Is there any other little tidbits that you want to share with us?
Well, I did want to, because we never got to that question about what do I mean by a multidimensional portal. And as I said to you, I talk about portals a little bit different than most people. Most people, when they're talking about a portal, they're talking about some collective moment in time where we're all going to go through a particular experience, or where we can all access different parts of ourselves and things like that. But I speak from a place of oneness. Everything that I speak about is from a place of oneness. There's only one of you here, and you created everything that's happening right now in this moment. And so you are the portal. You are the portal to your multidimensional self through doing the work that I'm talking about, through doing your healing work, however you do it, whether you choose to do it with me, or there are just so many ways to do it, because there are so many people, right? Yes. Every single person has their own unique journey. So find yours and start doing the work. Start releasing those parts of you that are held in the past so that you can, I'm seeing an image of a rubber band, you know, you pull it back. So go into your past, stretch yourself into your past, release all the trauma that you've had, whether big or small, as I said, subjective, and then let go of the rubber band, and you'll propel yourself into the future, the you that you want to be, the you that is calling you forward, because I guarantee there's a version of you in the future who's calling you forward just as it did for me. And, just do it.
I love that analogy. That is very, very cool. The lack of band or the rubber band and propels you forward. Thank you so much for being on the show, Anne. I really enjoyed it. I want you to stay there because I'm going to talk to you in a minute. But thank you for coming on. Jump onto Facebook again, Anne with an E, A-N-N-E, and a little Elekson, so Alekson. Jump on that Facebook and say hi to her. And thank you again for being on the show.
It's an absolute pleasure. I feel like I've just spent 10 hours with you, and I know I've not spent that much, but this is the thing, right? When we become our future self, there is no time. It's been beautiful. Thank you. And thank you for anyone who is, for those who are watching and have, I hope to have been of service.
Oh, you have been. You have been. Okay. Oh, that was amazing, guys. You've just got to jump on and have a look at her website, or jump onto Facebook and connect with Anne. She's got so much to share. It's just amazing. I was so excited about her being on because I must have sort of called her in because I really feel that's something I needed to do now. I really need to get back into who I am and where I am and where I want to take this podcast, because I am finding that the guests that I'm getting onto the podcast aren't as giving as what I would like. And I've just found that Anne was really, really giving in her information. And it allows us then to decide where we want to go and decide what we want to do. We may not, you don't have to connect with everybody that you hear. You don't have to join up on their show or do anything like that. But it's lovely to get that information for free, for giving, for loving, and allowing you to step forward into where you need to go and into your future. So that's why I was so excited about having Anne on the show. And that's what I'm putting out from now on. Hey, we're going to have people that come on there that are willing to give and happy to give to my listeners. So, gosh, I've rattled on, haven't I? Okay, guys, thank you so much for being on the show. Like, subscribe, and share if you want to. And we will see you next week. Okay, bye for now. Thank you.